This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Joel Skousen is with us. Now, Joel was raised in Oregon in the United States of America. He's a Marine. He was a fighter pilot during the Vietnam conflict era. He's the publisher of World Affairs Brief. That's worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the author of the book Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. I have a copy right here. I've had it for years. Welcome, Joel Skousen.
Vince, good to be with you. Also, the offer of the secure home, which will cover most of the material we're talking about today in preparedness.
Yes, the secure home. Class, if you want to go to the website, it's joelskousen.com. That'll take you to the main page that will let you go to About Joel Skousen, The World Affairs Brief, Strategic Location, Secure Home, and Philosophy of Law and Government. That's at joelskousen.com, joelskousen.com. And I've got to tell you, I've had for years a personalized copy of Strategic Relocation. It is truly outstanding. And it verified my work in finding the best place for me to live with my family, which happens to be in the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Joel, do you have any comments about our selection coinciding with your recommendation?
Yeah, the Ozarks, which are, there's Missouri Ozarks, there's Oklahoma Ozarks, and Arkansas Ozarks, and they're all very, very good areas, to find mountainous treed areas with good water and away from high density population, which is the major threat we're trying to get away with. So for the south central part of the United States, this is one of my top rated areas.
Joel, I've said this on the air, and I'd love to have your critique of it. I believe that what we're seeing all around us, the cracks in society, the dishonesty, the surveillance, the resistance that we're seeing in the United States, and it's actually happening all over the world, I believe that we've already started the second civil war. We are already in the beginning stages. Do you think that that is an overstatement, or do you think I might be right?
Well, actually, I don't feel like it's ever going to erupt into an actual definitive civil war. The divide between society is getting more hardened all the time and more radical all the time, especially on the part of the radical left. You know, we've been propagandizing U.S. students in public schools for decades now. And so it's finally showing up as this millennial generation, that's just all for socialism. They've never been taught what the price of socialism is, how it doesn't really work, and what the cost is in terms of fundamental liberty and free markets and rights. And so this is causing a great divide. It's never going to be healed. It's, as the internet comes out, as there are more and more information that gets the people on the correct side of understanding law and liberty are hardened, but they're a minority now. We are losing the majority because of even conservatives sending their kids to public schools lose most of their own students and don't become conservative. They become liberals. They start believing in evolution and all that stuff. And so this is the problem. But my major thrust in the World Affairs Brief is to warn people that the powers that be, the deep state, are preparing to put us into a World War III, a war with Russia and China. And, you know, if that wasn't there, and that's going to be, you know, preempted, not preempted, but preceded by an EMP strike, takes 6 to 8 high-altitude nuclear weapons to do that kind of strike. So forget about North Korea, Iran, or other types. It's going to be Russia and China that do this EMP strike about 15 minutes before a physical nuclear strike on U.S. military forces. That's going to create a social unrest in a situation whereby, with a grid down situation, and it won't be prepared for it, even though the government is starting to talk about it, it won't be enough time to get this grid hardened, and there's not enough money to do that. It won't get done. So we're going to face a massive chaos situation of people pillaging, and large urban areas are going to become virtually unlivable. There won't be any electricity for 6 months to a year, depending on the area, because very few electrical centers have the power to self-start without some other place to put the electricity. In other words, they got to have a grid to start up most generators. There's a few islanding areas in the United States that can start up, and they'll have electricity, you know, somewhat faster if they can get a hold of the transmitters, the huge mega transformers that are built overseas that we don't stockpile in the U.S. But this is very serious. What I'm just saying is, civil war tends to be because of the political divide, but when nobody's got food and water and everybody is pillaging and trying to survive, it's not really civil war, it's chaos. And that's what you've got to really prepare for.
Joel Skousen, there are many of us who are students of this broadcast and instructors who have their own solar power generation system. I have one. I'm broadcasting off-grid right now. And I've selected a specific system. We can talk about that in a couple minutes. But what is the likelihood that people like me who have systems that are off-grid will be taken out by one of these EMPs?
Well, you know, the EMP is not, even though the grid will go down, the surge that takes the grid down will vary according to the area. The most important thing is the most powerful surge to hit your system is going to come down the power lines. Now, if you are off-grid, as you are, you won't get that major surge. And by the way, there's a lot of work being done now on whole house surge protection for those of you, most of your listeners are connected to the grid, to shunt that. But the highest selling EMP shield protector, called EMP Shield, you know, has been tested by Dr. Arthur Bradley, a PhD in electronic engineering, and found it doesn't work at all. It doesn't tamp down anything. He's in the process of building a better mousetrap. There's already one military-grade EMP protector by Transtector Corporation, which does effectively clamp down that which comes down the power line. It's about $1,200, but the cheaper ones apparently don't work very well. And so, you know, people, but in an off-grid situation, there are individual EMP protectors that you need to put within the system, for example. When we design a new home from scratch, we always put the wiring in conduit or sheeted shielded cable, including all of your computer lines, all of your power lines in the house, so the house itself won't pick up the EMP. So even if you're off-grid and you have normal wiring in your house, it's going to pick up EMP, and it's depending on where it is in the country, the highest radiation from the EMP is about a 300-mile circle underneath each weapon. It takes about 6 to 8 weapons to take down the whole grid, not just one. And so if you're under one of those 300-mile circles, you could get maximum EMP, and it will destabilize computer chips. The government says that a lot of those cars will restart if you turn the key off and start it back up again. But not so with, you know, a lot of household equipment. If you have any radio equipment, you want to make sure you don't keep it connected to antenna that will pick up EMP. Your solar wiring coming down from your panels needs to be have an EMP protector on it to protect your inverters from being fried or your charge controllers. We in non-snow country in the south, for example, you could probably get away with this. We developed a technique where you take this one-inch stainless steel fine wire mesh that you can get on the internet. You drape it over your panels in kind of an arch. It doesn't tear the solar by about 1% to 2%, but it does, if it's grounded, it does take the EMP shield away from solar panels. If you have AC coupled solar panels that have an inverter on them, they're particularly at risk. It's not the panels themselves that get affected by EMP, as it is the diodes get blown, you know, that are rectifying the DC to AC in some of the newer systems. So, yeah, there are some things to worry about in terms of protection from EMP.
So to recap what you've just said, Joel Skousen, I believe the message is that the house wiring for most homes today in the walls is not in conduit. We're talking about metal conduit, actually metal, thin metal pipe called EMT, which would protect the wire from absorbing an EMP. We're talking about that is the antenna. That's connected to our equipment. And ultimately, if we have a grid tied system or a hybrid system, a hybrid solar generation system that is on grid and off grid, depending on how much power is being generated by the solar panels, that system is at risk of being taken out by an EMP because of all the antennas that are connected, interconnected within a home, which means all the wiring, the telephone wiring, the cables for the computers, all everything, all the power cords from the toaster and the microwave oven, everything all plugged in, all those wires are acting as antennas to absorb that EMP to blow the on-grid system, correct?
That's correct. Now, electric motors are generally much more resistant to EMP. They can take much better surges. Refrigerators may, except the high-tech computerized refrigerators will get the computers fried, but the motors, you know, will probably still survive on that. But that's why I say there are individual protectors. DTEK, DTEK is another company that builds very good high-quality surge protectors. They have to operate in less than 2 nanoseconds to stop the fast-acting EMP surge. You can plug your equipment in your computer into one of those, into the wall. So if the wall acts as an antenna, it gets stopped by the protector. The only thing then at risk is the pigtail electrical cord from your computer. And you can help that situation by keeping that tightly coiled rather than long and strung out.
Joel Skousen's with us, joelskousen.com. We're going into a break. Joel will be back in just a couple minutes. Let's discuss concealment. Okay, so if we do have a system, how do we make sure that it's not so visible? Can we do that? And then let's talk about generators and generator noise. How do we abate that?
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Joel Skousen's with us, and if you need a quick way to get to his website, just go to USAPrepares.com, click on the Instructors tab, and you'll see under Authors, Joel Skousen. You click there, and it'll take you right to his website. Joel, you mentioned the word chaos. So in a grid-down situation, the power's down, the electricity's down, we have no idea when it's coming back, radio and TV are down, internet's down, there's no communications, and we're wondering, what do we do? Do those who have already prepared, expecting this to happen, who have solar panels, are they at risk by having solar panels that can be visible, either on the roof or in an array that they've built?
Well, you know, it's hard to conceal solar panels. They're big. And so the important point is to make sure that not so much that you make them invisible. You can't really do that unless you have a big flat roof building that you can put them up on top where nobody can see it from down below. But short of that, and most residential buildings don't qualify for that, those solar panels are going to be visible. I do like to see them on the roof so they're out of the way, so they can't be directly sabotaged. Even if people throw rocks at them, for example, out of spite that you've got electricity and they don't, really won't damage a solar panel. Even if it cracks the glass, you can still, operate. If you're using an EMP protective screen of the one-inch very fine stainless steel grid over the panels, that would protect them against damage as well. But as I say, you can't really conceal them and get them in full sunlight either. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And, I've got solar panels, and I don't know how to conceal them other than maybe putting a, military-type tarp over them. But, of course, if I do that, they won't work. So, yeah, it's a problem. Okay, so let's go to generators. Now, a lot of people have bought generators for the storms that we've had, and I don't think they've thought through how much fuel that a gasoline-powered generator takes. But let's talk about, let's say they do have fuel, and whether it be diesel, gasoline, or propane, what about the sound that comes out of the mechanical movement of the pistons, the crankshaft, the connecting rods, all of that mechanical noise, and the exhaust? What do we do about that?
Well, there's several things you can do. A lot of generators from Generac and others, the typical house generators you see that are propane or natural gas fired, come in an enclosure, which does reduce the sound about a third. But if you really want, nearly full soundproofing of a generator system, you have to put it inside a small block building by the side of the house and insulate that for sound, and then use a special silencing muffler. The best ones on the market for the muffler is Hapco mufflers out of Portland, Oregon, and that's at the website Harco MFC Manufacturing, or let's say Manufacturing, MFG. So HarcoMFG.com, you can get to Harco or Hapco silencing mufflers, and these are really, essentially, you build a chimney coming out of this thing and put those mufflers inside the building, et cetera, and it just sounds like a furnace going on. So it really silences it. But you put it inside a block building, then you have to insulate that on the inside. And the only weakness here in an insulated building, and the key to sound insulation is use various different materials. Concrete block, for example, is a very good sound insulator at a certain frequency, in the lower frequencies, but not the higher frequencies. And you cut the higher frequencies by putting a little 2x4 wall insulated on the inside with a couple of layers of sheetrock. You can also get the finger foam, which really is sound deadening, but that's, kind of overkill for most people. But it's important to use like a half inch and a 5/8 inch sheetrock together, because one will transmit certain sounds and then the thicker one will block those and let through other ones. But the combination of two layers of sheetrock, some fiberglass insulation, and then a concrete block outside wall will silence most any generators. Now, what about the intake air? You're going to have a free flow of intake air in there, and that's a difficult thing to soundproof. I prefer to take the intake air from above on the roof rather than the sidewall, because it's hard to keep that sound from coming out the vents that give intake air to a generator.
Very, very good points. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Joel Skousen's with us, joelskousen.com. Also, link on usapreparedness.com on the instructors tab. We're talking about staying below the radar.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, I've got your
take. My when you go to the for 2 seconds.
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joel, as you know, I live on a farm here in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. And we need to protect our water system for our cattle, because if we have a drought and the creek is dry and the ponds are empty, we've got to have well water for our cows. And they drink about 30 gallons apiece, each cow. So a significant amount of water is necessary for us to keep our farm in operation. So what I did was I bought a two-cylinder diesel generator. Now, this is Vietnam era. It's a military 1800 RPM diesel generator. It's called an MEP-002A. It's a 5 kVA, about 6,250 watts, 10 horsepower, and it runs at 1800 RPM. It's air cooled, and it is so loud that there is a warning that came with it for the military users that you must wear hearing protection or you will damage your hearing. That's how loud this is. It really, it's like a jackhammer. I mean, it's that loud. So I have a sound kit on this thing that reduces it to where it's not quite so loud. Then it's in a building, as you mentioned. It uses about a half a gallon per hour. It's air-cooled, which makes it louder than a water-cooled engine, because water-cooled engines, you think of it like that Volkswagen Bug going down the road compared to a four-cylinder U.S. car or Asian car that has a water-cooled engine. So you need to keep that in mind, as you said. So what I did was I bought a muffler that was designed for a four-cylinder car, and I fabricated with automotive exhaust pipe, bent it as I needed to fabricate an exhaust, and it works great. So what you're saying is perfect, but you have to have several layers of sound deadening material in order to have it quiet enough so that you can't hear it, because you could probably hear this engine from a mile away if I didn't do all those things. Any comments?
You know, there are quieter generators. More modern generators are not as noisy as that one. And there's a lot of noise from the generator itself because it's a compression ignition. And so there's a lot of bang in there going on, a lot of rattling of the engine, et cetera. There's a lot of older Chinese built generators from the World War II era that are very slow turning, and even one cylinder ones that are surprisingly quiet. Big, huge cylinder, boom, 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 boom. But it's not the rattle that a lot of the MARTA diesels. But I do like diesel generators. You get the most fuel bang for the buck. You can store it. You can haul it in an emergency. Propane and natural gas are more convenient, but I'll tell you, trying to get a propane tank refilled by hand is impossible. You've got to have a truck with a power pump to do it, and that's just not going to be capable. Propane has a lot less heat value per gallon as well, so trying to run a generator off a propane tank is not going to last you very long. So diesel is really the way to go. If you're in colder climates, you know, you've got to prepare to keep the engines warm so that you can start them, which is a problem in sub-freezing weather.
Mm-hmm. Joel Skousen, there are, switching back to solar power generation systems, there are several types of systems. There's the off-grid, which means self-contained. You don't depend on the grid at all. Then there's the grid-tied, which is you have some solar panels and then you pump your electricity to the grid and you take it from the grid. But you don't have any electricity at all if the grid goes down, period. You're done. There's no AC current if the grid goes down. And then there's the hybrid system, which is what we have. We can sell our electricity if we have excess. We can buy it if we don't have enough, like in the summers for air conditioning. Or we can, through software, just say, you know what, disconnect. We're off the grid. When you have one of these systems that's either hybrid or off-grid, you have a choice of battery types, different kinds of cells. What kind do you like and why?
Well, hands down now, the best battery systems, even though they're the most expensive, are the lithium-ion phosphate not the Tesla Powerwall, which is a cobalt lithium ion that cars use. The lithium ion phosphate is the best for storage now, and it's about 10 times more expensive than your lead-acid batteries, but they last and last and last. In fact, you know, people have done actual cost per use of the battery over 10 years. The expensive lithium-ion phosphate batteries are by far your cheapest battery, up at the cheapest over the long term, because they can cycle clear down to 20%. For example, lead-acid, you don't dare go below, much below 80%, and you start damaging the batteries. And you can cycle those lithium-ion phosphate batteries, they're guaranteed for 10,000 cycles down to 20% and back up. And they won't be damaged even if you go near zero, unlike lead acid, which, you know, really gets damaged. So lithium ion phosphate really is the best way. They don't deteriorate over time. Lead acid does, by sitting, even keeping them charged, they'll start to deteriorate and get phosphating problems. You know, there's nickel iron batteries as well, which are more expensive and I think better than lead acid, but you know, when you look at the cost versus lifetime trade-off, it still doesn't compare to lithium ion phosphate batteries.
Okay, and when I selected ours, and we selected the nickel iron batteries, or cells I should say, that we made a battery from, the lithium ion phosphate really wasn't an alternative that made economic sense back then. How recently did these become economically viable, the lithium ion phosphate?
Within the last 2 years is all. So yeah. This is a recent phenomenon, but they are basically, but we've done and designed a lot of systems and lead acid flooded batteries, and I tell you, it's really a hassle dealing with filling them with water and equalizing charges. Nickel iron is less problematic in that regard, but still, you know, the cost is high. They're heavy. I just think the more compact, safer lithium ion phosphate batteries is the way to go. You know, it takes less of them because you can get, you know, more power in a smaller package. In fact, there's some really new small portable solar systems like the iNergy system, which has lithium ion phosphate batteries in an inverter battery pack. It only weighs about 30 or 40 pounds, and they really do a good job for small backup systems to keep your computers and running, you know, during a power outage. I really like that. But the big thing in solar that people need to understand is, and you probably got a traditional solar system where you have DC solar energy created from the panels into a charge controller that then charges the batteries, and then you come out of the batteries for everything used through an inverter system. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. A couple charge controllers, a couple solar arrays, and 500 ampere hours at 48 volts for the nickel iron battery bank.
Okay. Now, everything you do in your solar system comes through the battery bank. The newest technology, the latest, and it's really come into the 2 years ago into Germany with SMA, called self-consumption technology. Essentially, Germany cut all their solar subsidies, and so there's no incentive to sell back to the power grid anymore. And so SMA developed where the solar panel would take precedent, go into your house directly through AC conversion, called AC coupling, and you would only take from the grid as you need it. In other words, you would use all of, you don't sell back to the grid and take it back. You use all of your solar after your batteries are charged, and you don't even draw from your batteries. The solar panels themselves are powering your electrical circuits through an AC inverter. Now, that's just recently this year come into the United States, and it's called blending here. And the Radiant Outback has blending. The Schneider XW system inverters has blending. And that basically means you can prioritize so that your solar, after the batteries are charged, goes directly into your household panels, and you're only taking from the grid. So in many jurisdictions, you sell back at a discount, and you take what you take from the grid is at full retail price. So you really don't get the value of your solar. This is all changing now with blending technology. Here's the list of what people need to keep in mind in looking for a modern solar system. One, you want blending technology, and there's a few others. But you also want to be able to stack inverters. Not all inverters stack. Like, there's a hybrid magnum inverter that does blending, but you can't stack it, so you're limited to 120. The other magnums do, but they don't have that. They can be stacked and get 240 volts, for example, but they don't do blending. You want an inverter that has two AC inputs that you can have a generator attached. And some inverters don't allow a generator to have it. Some inverters do blending, like the PICA systems, but they don't do off-grid. You have to be tied to the grid for those. So it's becoming a little more complex, but clearly there are real benefits from having this blending technology and being able to tie to a generator. What I like to see to avoid using a lot of fuel for a generator is to have a medium-sized solar system that handles the house during most of the day, and you only have to turn on the generator during high-load situations, or if your battery in cloudy days, your batteries aren't get charged enough by solar, you turn the generator on to do that. But you're not running a generator all day long to keep the refrigerator going or to keep your computers going, because that burns a lot of fuel. So a hybrid generator solar system is really the most efficient way to do it, where you don't have a, you have to have a huge solar system capable of running heat pumps, and refrigeration is generally hard on batteries, but it's important to, I think, you know, think in terms of tying a generator to a solar system. If you're off-grid, you need to have a power diversion. Very few solar systems have power diversion built in, whereby you can start to heat water or air with your excess solar energy when you're not using it in the house. You also need to have an inverter that's capable of a good two- or three-stage charging of batteries so that you can charge from the solars or charge from the grid. And here's another important tip. The new... Are we running out of time here, Vincent?
We've got about 10 seconds before the next break. Well, I'll tell you what, let's come back to that right after
that.
These few short commercial announcements. And then let's talk about how not to be bothered by others when everything goes south. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, quick reminder, if you'd like to learn more about what we're talking about, you can go to Joel Skousen's website, joelskousen.com, Joel, S-K-O-U-S-E-N.com. That is the page that will take you wherever you need to go within his websites and web pages. Joel, you're talking about a charge controller and an inverter, the charge controller having both 2- and 3-stage charging. Please continue.
No, charge controllers are controlling the charge from solar panels. I'm talking about an internal battery charger in the inverter. It needs to be at 2 or 3 stages so that it can handle AGM, glass mat batteries, nickel, iron, or lead acid, or even lithium ion phosphate. So you need a fairly sophisticated charger. But here's the key thing with this new blending technology, whereby you're taking power from the solar panels and directly in your panel and only taking from the grid. You can see the advantage of that. You're not wearing your batteries down. If you've got enough sun shining, it's powering everything directly to your panel. You're not using the grid, even though you're still connected to the grid. But in a grid down situation, that AC-coupled solar panels, which are pumping AC electricity down to your system, not DC, so there's no charge, they don't work when the grid is down, unless you have something to sync to, meaning to synchronize. The mini inverters on the solar panels have to be synchronized to, like, a grid power in order for them to turn on. And so the way to do that, easier to have a generator tied in your system, a good generator, a good stable AC, so that the AC coupled solar panels can sync to. Or here's the secret: you can have one or two solar panels with DC coupling, meaning you have a traditional charge controller charging the battery. That then can power your inverter, which a separate inverter, which can then sync your other panels or sync your other AC system, so that you can grid tie into your panel. I'm not grid tied, but get your solar blending occurring. Am I making myself clear? Is that
Yes. Yeah, you have to have a reference point for 60 cycles. You're absolutely
That's right. So remember, the blending technology is AC-coupled solar system, not DC. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to operate in a grid-down situation, you need a source of AC. So either a generator or a couple of panels that are in DC powering your inverter, which can backfeed an AC signal to the rest of the system.
Joel Skousen, how do we avoid being bothered by others? Let's say everything goes south. Worst case scenario, we're in chaos. How do we avoid being pestered by other people?
Well, that's where strategic relocation comes into being. You really, you cannot expect not to be bothered people if you're in the middle of a subdivision. Subdivisions are going to absorb pillaging and refugees like a sponge. In other words, they're going to go from house to house, subdivision to subdivision, and before they ever think about going out in the hinterland. And even when I recommend strategic relocation in the hinterland, you want to be kind of off the beaten path. You don't want to be on major secondary road, fully visible from the road. You kind of want to be off into the trees or around a hill or something so that your house isn't the house that's readily available. So avoiding population density and having suburbs between you and your rural residents to absorb refugees helps to cut down the flow. Now, there will be what I call point threats, that is, guys in pickup trucks that still have fuel that are going to range far and wide to pillage. But those you can handle with self-defense mechanisms, and I always recommend that people have a secure room built into underground, usually in a basement space, so they can get out of the way if you have overwhelming force coming down the road. Leave your doors open. You've got all your storage supplies in a concealed safe room or a shelter. I never encourage clients to use the B word, the bunker word, because that triggers all kinds of NSA, you know, spying things. But call it a shelter, a safe room, or a tornado shelter, whatever it is. But keep all your expensive supplies in a safe, concealed space so that if you do get overwhelmed, you can get out of the way and they can't get to you.
Class, this was not a 101 level class. This was much higher level. We went very quickly. We assume that you have made some investigations into the topics that we were talking about. Joel Skousen, do you think you'll be able to come back?
I'd be happy to, Vince. In the meantime, people can go to my website and order the Secure Home where they get all of this new information. It's the new fourth edition. It's available at joelskousen.com.
Joel, thank you so much for being with us. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Vince. Bye.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.